Welcome to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Morgan Anderson, psychologist, relationship coach, attachment theory expert, creator of the ESL relationship method, author of Love Magnet, and athletic wear connoisseur. My mission is to help you raise your self-worth, have great relationships, and step confidently into the next level of your life. Each week, two episodes will air featuring expert advice, live coaching, and tips showing you exactly how to improve your life and attract a healthy relationship. You deserve to feel empowered, secure, and loved. Buckle up and let's get vulnerable. You're so tired of watching all your friends get married and looking at everybody else having healthy, secure relationships, and you're sitting on the sidelines wondering, when will it be my turn? I want to invite you that you can decide to take ownership, that you can say, I'm going to become the version of me who effortlessly attracts my emotionally available ideal partner. And you're going to stop wasting your time on relationships that go nowhere, right? I want to invite you that you can make that decision. And spring is an incredible time to do the work with us inside of the Empowered, Secure, Loved program. This program is founded by myself, Dr. Morgan, clinical psychologist, attachment theory expert. It has helped hundreds of women become securely attached so that they can attract the relationships that they deserve. Now is your turn. And this spring is an incredible time to join us introducing Soft Girl Secure Spring Sale this April only. When you join the program, you get a bonus training that is how to embody secure feminine energy. This is a topic I love talking about, and you'll get this training as a gift. Also, you'll get the Become the One bundle. This is all about becoming the secure version of you. It includes meditations, affirmations, a communication framework. It is so, so valuable. And that's another gift. On top of that, you get a bonus month in the program. So instead of 2 months with us, you'll have 3 whole months where you'll receive support, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and of course, the coursework, all of that with a bonus month and a $400 discount on the program. So that is a no-brainer. If you've been on the fence, if you've been thinking about doing the work, this is the time. Take advantage of our Soft Girl Secure Spring Sale. This is going away, and I would apply to the program today. Go use the link in the show notes, and it's super easy. You'll fill out an application, meet with someone on my team, and go from there. So it takes 5 minutes, go to the link in the show notes, apply today. I can't wait to see you inside of the program. Welcome everyone to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast. I have a very, very special guest with me here today, Heather Larson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Heather is a graduate of the Empowered Secure Loved program, and she is so well loved by our community, and our coaches have raved about you, Heather. And I'm just so excited to have you here so you can share your story. I know that there's things that our audience is really going to relate to. So thank you for being vulnerable, for being here. It means the world to me. I wanted to start with a little intro just so you know a little bit about Heather. So Heather is a compassionate and creative woman. She's balancing her career as a social worker with her hobbies. She has a beloved senior beagle who's 14 named Ruthie, and she lives in Seattle where she has plenty of opportunities to explore her interests in pottery, painting, and traveling. Awesome, Heather. I know I was talking to you about having a senior dog. My golden doodle just turned 12.
Oh.
And it's one of those things where you go, wow, I just want to give you so much love and attention and do all the things because, you know, we know that their time is limited and it can kind of break our hearts. And I have to remind myself to have a secure attachment to my golden doodle. Because if I'm not careful, I'll get very anxiously attached to him.
Oh, I know. And it's so hard when you're trying to travel and balance. And it's like, I want to travel, but I also, like, don't want to leave you. And
nah.
Yeah.
It is. But I love that we both have senior dogs. It's very special. Heather, tell us, you graduated in November of 20. Give me a little bit of background on where were you before the program? What was life like before you found us?
Yeah, I was in a lot of really, really rough relationships in my, you know, 20s and early 30s. You know, right before I joined the program, I was in a long-term on and off again relationship where just my needs were not being met. But, you know, with, you know, learning through the program, that it was repetition compulsion to try to, like, you know, just get somebody to, like, choose you, and you just keep trying and keep trying, and it's just, like, it's futile. So, but you know, I was just at a point where I'm like, this isn't working, and I'm like, I'm not happy in my life, I'm not happy in my career, I'm not happy with the choices I'm making, and I wanted to make a change. I think the big catalyst was in 2022, my mom passed away unexpectedly, and kind of, like, you know, shook up my whole world. And you know, the earth falls below before your feet, and you're just, like, rethinking everything in your life, and you're like, this is not the life I want. And I was listening to your program for a few years at this point, and I just decided to, like, just jump in and, like, really work on myself.
Yeah, you were sharing with me before we started recording that you've been listening to the podcast since 2020.
Yeah, it's, and I go back and listen to the old ones too, and they're so relevant.
I love that. And it sounds like you were realizing, I'm not where I want to be in my career, in my relationships, and being in an on again, off again relationship. I know what that's like, where you're going, well, I don't think this is what I want, but it's kind of meeting some needs. It's kind of taking up some space in my life. What do you think it was that kind of kept you in that place of staying in that relationship?
I think once you're with somebody for so long, you have that, like, and that dynamic of, like, the trauma bonding, and, like, they're, like, and it's hard because, like, you see them as your best friend because you're just so enmeshed together. But also, you know, you're realizing, like, okay, I've asked for my needs to be met this many, you know, over and over again, and there's no meeting anybody halfway, and there's no, you know, talking about anything. There's no real growth in the relationship. And that's, you know, and 5 years in, you're like, what am I doing? We're not growing. You're not growing individually. I'm not growing individually. I want to grow as a couple, and that's not happening.
I like what you said about asking for needs to get met and then realizing it's not happening. Because I think so many of us will ask, and then we just kind of make up excuses as to why it's not happening. And we go, oh, but they have XYZ going on in their life, or they are experiencing a mental health issue, or they had a really traumatic childhood. There's so many ways that we can justify not getting our needs met instead of saying, hey, I've identified my needs. They're clear. They're not getting met. And the reality is that even though I've asked for it, it's not changing. So I need to end the relationship, right? Like, I think this is a very common trap we get sucked into. And then below the surface is repetition compulsion, which you already kind of mentioned.
100%.
Explain that. So, let's just dive into it. Like, what did that mean for you, understanding repetition compulsion and seeing your patterns through that lens?
Well, I think you fall into the trap of choosing, you know, an avoidantly attached individual, because, you know, I had some anxious attachment, a lot of anxious attachment, and you add in the father wounds, and you're like, you know, a moth to a flame. You're like, I'm going to fix you, and I'm going to be there for you. And, like, my needs don't matter. And, And it just feels comfortable because that's how you grow up and that your needs don't matter. And you bring that into a relationship and it's just terrible. And, you know, you go in with this hope that like, oh, this will be different this time, but it's not.
Yeah.
And then it's just on you to do the work and to end the, you know, the situation, the relationship, any friendships, you know, they're not serving you anymore.
Yeah. I love that you said that, like a moth to the flame. And I think in the title, repetition, compulsion, there's a reason why compulsion is the second word. It's because it's not intentional. It's not something that we're consciously deciding. It is a compulsion. It's an unconscious pull to repeating this relationship dynamic of, okay, you're emotionally unavailable, but I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you to choose me this time. And then unconsciously we go, okay, if I can get this person, then that makes up for everything I experienced in my past. Then I'll be good enough. Then I'll be worthy of love. Right.
It's so painful to just go over that again. And I think, you know, in therapy and then through, you know, the coaching and the program, I realized that in my, you know, growing up, I to try to connect with my father, I was trying, you know, I was like, oh, he's into sports. I'm going to watch all the sports games with him. So as an adult, you know, or growing up, you're like, oh yeah, I like all these things. And like, okay, but there's more to me than that. Like, you know, and the guys I'm choosing are not wanting to see that.
Mm.
Or I'm trying to, you know, oh, I'm going to throw myself into their hobbies or, you know, what they want. And then that'll like make them choose me. And that's just not.
That's... Yeah, that false belief of becoming the chameleon of how can I become like you? And then you'll like me and then you won't abandon me because we can become codependent. Right. There's like that desire of sort of merging identities. And then you can say, who is Heather, right? Like who is Heather really? Tell me about like actually doing that work. And I think specifically the repetition compulsion part of the program where you're writing letters. What was that like for you?
It was very, very painful. And especially the like when I kind of got through all the letters to my exes, the letter to young Heather was the most painful one because you are seeing, you're finally seeing, you know, your younger self as they are and what their needs were not met and what happened to them wasn't okay. And you're trying to be there for them. And see, it's wild. It's just it's a very wild experience. And yeah, writing, it brings up, you know, it just brings up all the emotions and, you know, you see the patterns while you're writing the letters. You're like, okay, well, this wasn't safe and this wasn't safe and this wasn't safe. And you're like, what was safe in my life growing up in relationships? And it's really hard to look at. But yeah. You know, overall, so healing.
I love that you said that because I think if we try to say that healing is all rainbows and butterflies and just manifest your life by writing out exactly what you want. And, you know, it's like, that's not the true story of what it is to really heal. And the fact is that there is this willingness to look at your past, to actually allow yourself to feel the pain, for you to connect to young Heather and sit with, what were the things that weren't safe for her? What was she missing? Like that's painful to do. And at the same time, we know that when you're willing to feel the pain, then you can save yourself from that lifetime of suffering.
It's just, it doesn't end. Like I'm still doing work. Like you're not, it doesn't end, you know,
that,
there's no, like, I'm done. I'm done with this and I'm moving on. And like, it's always with you, but it's just, it doesn't control you. And it,
yeah,
and just welcome your emotions and just kind of,
you have the awareness now, you can choose differently now. I do want to get more into like what's different for you, but before we do that, I'm always fascinated by this question, which is, do you remember what your old beliefs were, your old beliefs about yourself and your old beliefs about relationships, any that you remember?
Oh yeah, like my needs don't matter, you know, like they this is just, I'm just settling for, like, you know, that's good enough. Like, you know, it's fine. And you just keep telling yourself that, like, you know, they're here. So, like, you know, they haven't left me yet. So that's good. And it's not good. The other, yeah, it's really painful to think about, to be honest. Yeah. But yeah, like, you're, you know, it doesn't, like, you're not, like, I'm not worthy of love. And, I'm not like this. I'm not good enough.
And it's such a core belief for so many people that we don't even realize that we're carrying around. And I think just you being able to identify those and realize, wow, you know, this was at the root of so many things, the root of how you're showing up and the way you're talking to yourself, obviously, and obviously then doing the work in the program to shift those, to let them go, because they're false, they're lies, they're based on past relational trauma, they're not true. So being able to actually let those go, what are some of your new empowering beliefs that you have now?
Like, you know, I'm not too much, and I can ask for what I want, and it's, you know, I'm reasonable. I'm, you know, like, my needs matter and my voice matters, and just, like, the, you know, the people I've come into my life since then, and, like, you know, just the conversations I've had, and it's just been amazing. Like, I just, you know, like, I, you know, I'm worth it, and I'm choosing myself, and that looks like, you know, I joined a fitness program starting in last October, and I've, like, been doing that consistently since then, and, like, just finding, you know, what makes me me and what I need to do to keep the balance in my life.
I love that you brought this up of how it can really change our behaviors and also our relationships. And I mean, it sounds like for you, it just feels like you're more connected to who Heather really is. And you're doing things that feel good to you, like you're connected to what your needs are.
100%. And I feel like I never really, even sometimes now, it's hard to, like, pinpoint how I'm feeling, because you don't, when you're growing up in that and you're, like, in these relationships, you don't ever ask yourself how you're feeling. It's always how the other person's feeling. How are you feeling? What do you need? What do you need from me? Like, my needs don't matter. So when you're, you know, like, oh, I really enjoy this, or I feel good when I do this, or it's just wonderful to be able to put yourself first and your needs first, and to be like, oh, I'm gonna focus on how I'm feeling in dating, and I don't, not that I don't care how the other person's feeling, but it's not my priority. It's, I want to see how I'm feeling here.
I love that. You have a voice.
Yeah.
You have a voice. You have needs. You're able to take up space. How beautiful is that? That's so important. I'm curious. I ask everybody this who goes through the program. Was there like a specific moment as you were doing the work, or if you had to pinpoint some of your biggest breakthroughs, what would that be for you?
Definitely my conversations with Kathleen, one of your amazing coaches.
Oh, Kathleen. Yeah. Kathleen. Everyone loves Kathleen. I love her. She's amazing.
But just like that, I was, you know, realizing, like, I'm thinking logically, and that's not, you can't think logically in this situation, because just because you understand why someone did something doesn't mean it was, make it okay. And that was huge for me.
Pause. We have to say that again.
Just because you understand why someone did something doesn't make it
okay. Oh, so many people need to hear that, right? That there's been so many people that are in their head and they're justifying things in a logical way without that love and compassion for your emotional self and the reality of your emotional experience. So good. Okay. What else? That was such a gem. We had to bring that home to the audience, but
yeah, it's just, it was so, just getting out of your head and into your body, to, you know, because, like, oh, I'm logical, I'm doing all these things and everything is, but that's not how healing works. And that's not how, and, like, just because you understand why somebody's doing something does not mean the way they're treating you or the way they're behaving is okay. Doing, you know, the relationship inventory and just seeing the amount of unsafe relationships that I grew up with and that followed me into my 30s, and it's super painful to just go through on the list and say, yeah, that wasn't safe. And, you know, trying to find the relationships that were, and there weren't very many for me.
I remember seeing you in our private Facebook group about that. And I think just the whole awareness of there's grieving there for a lot of us when we realize, wow, I didn't have the safe, you know, emotionally validating relationships that I needed. Did you experience grieving around that?
Oh, yes. And I still, you know, am in some way, because you see people who are like in like really healthy marriages and like have like, you know, even for example, like my friends, you know, Christmas, I spent with my lovely best friend and sister and her kids. And I'm just like, and it hurts a little bit because you didn't have that. You didn't have the family that was there for you. But you're like so, I was surrounded by love and I was so happy to be there with them. But it's just also you're grieving for your younger
self. And at the same time, how empowering that you're saying, well, hey, even though I didn't have that, I want to go create that for myself now. Yeah, holding the duality of both of those things. They're both true at the same time.
And then I'm grieving the time lost. Like, you know, I've spent... You know, I think we've all spent time in relationships that, you know, we shouldn't have, and I hate saying that, but it is, you know, your grieving part of, you know, your identity and like, you know, what you could have been doing else or whatever, but like, you know, you can't focus on that too much because there's so much else out there.
We can't judge our emotional experience, right? If there can be some grieving, and then we get to say, okay, well, how do I reframe this as I was learning? I was learning what it is I don't want, right? And being able to then release it. But we can't just say, oh, you shouldn't feel sad about that. Because then what does the brain do? The brain holds on to it even more.
Yeah.
So learning that process that you talked about with Kathleen, of like learning how to validate your emotional experience.
It's so easy. With being high functioning, like and anxious and... Like, just to like, oh, I'm fine. Everything's fine. And like, not process that, like, no, you know, things aren't fine. And this is how far I've come. And I've accomplished all of this. And it's hard to like take onus of that and embrace it.
Yeah. And especially being in social work, being someone who, you know, it's like you understand a lot of things logically, how things work, et cetera. I think being able to say, but hey, your experience is valid, right? Like your emotions are valid. Your emotions deserve to be felt, especially too with women who are career driven or you're so giving in your career. A lot of times we just use that as a way to avoid holding space for ourselves.
Yeah, holding space for yourself is very uncomfortable sometimes and needed, but it is painful too.
Yes. And it sounds like you really learned how to do that.
Yeah, I definitely checking on myself multiple times a day and just, and what do I need? How am I feeling? Journaling and, you know, just the, during my coaching sessions, I would take so many notes and going back to that and, you know, those insights and just like, it's just like, yeah, it's just hard to like articulate because it's just night and day between where I start and where I am.
I love that so much. It sounds like you've really built a healthy relationship with yourself.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I can definitely say I'm like so much more confident in all areas of my life. And I'm more likely to make choices based on like what I'm feeling and what I want instead of everybody else's needs and put myself first.
So good. And tell me, how has this changed your dating life? So what, like what's different in dating now?
My confidence has been just, it's gone like way up. And you know, before I wouldn't really like talk to people out, or I mean, you know, it's Seattle and like it's hard to talk to people anyway, but you know, and I'm comfortable like just meeting people out and like having conversations, like, you know, making those connections, and not taking things personally when like in the early stages of dating. You have a lot of episodes on this, and I love the episodes on pacing, early relationship pacing, but like, you know, rejection is redirection, as you say, and you know, they don't really even know you, you know, so it's hard to, and you don't even know them, so there's really nothing to take personally. And you know, in my dating since then, I was dating somebody for a few months, and I was like, you know, I'm not really feeling great, I I don't really, I'm not, this isn't for me. Like, nothing's wrong with them. Like, they're a great person. It's just not for me. In the past, I would have held on to that for dear life and just be like, oh, it's, you know, this is fine. But now I'm always able to make the choice to be honest. Like, yeah, I'm not going to pursue this anymore. And that's fine. Wish you the best. But, you know, you're able to kind of make the choice and see what is a good fit for you and what's not.
I love this. Empowered, right? Like, being able to say, like, intentional, I'm gonna spend time on this, or I'm not gonna spend time on this. And you can gather the data on somebody more quickly and just make those decisions more quickly.
Yes, gathering, I love the gathering data, that helped me a lot, like, me kind of dating again after the last relationship and just feeling so secure and, you know, like, in your choices and who you are. And you, not everybody's gonna be for you, and that can be discouraging, but, you know, you're finding your, you know, you're weeding through the people who aren't for you. And that's, and there's nothing, and, you know, not to say anything about anybody else, like, they're great. They're just not for you. And, you know, but that's okay.
Yeah. It sounds like your dating mindset is really good, which is important, because if we go into dating with a scarcity mindset, or we're not feeling confident, or, you know, we're so annoyed and we just want it to be done and we're so sick of the apps. And, you know, if we go into it with that mindset, then we don't get good results, right? So being able to show up with a healthy mindset and where you're at, that's everything. And hopefully you're even enjoying it a bit. Are you enjoying it?
Yes. I've been seeing somebody for a few months now and it's going really well. And it just, it's nobody talks about how great, but also, like, super uncomfortable it is to be in a secure relationship after being in some toxic relationships, because there's no, you know, it's the,
the corrective emotional experience.
Yeah, just, or like the burst or something.
Oh, the extinction burst.
Yeah. You're just, like, craving, you know, like, the chaos, but you're not used to, like, your nervous system isn't used to, like, oh, okay, like, we can have conversations and it's fine. And, like, you know, and, like, things are secure and I don't need to, like, freak out all the time. And it's just been really great. So
I love that. I love that. I was just thinking that there should be some episodes on that, but I'm going to make a note. I'll send you some, but I know that it's so true when our norm has been emotionally unavailable or chaos or even toxic relationships, when that's been our norm and then we're experiencing a secure relationship, it's like the brain is going, wait, you want me to associate love with a regulated nervous system?
Exactly.
It can feel really jarring. And you can almost be looking for, you're like, well, what's something that could set me off, right? Like, what's something that could start the chaos?
I know a few episodes ago you had Sabrina Sohar in your podcast. And like, I follow her. And then I saw her on your episode. I was like, oh, that's great. Like, two of my favorite podcasters. But she has a story about, like, her current boyfriend that, like, she was, like, going to end it. And, like, I've had similar, you know, thoughts early on, because you're not used to being in a secure relationship. You're not used to feeling that way. And it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. And you are continuing to show up. And the beautiful thing is you're aware of it. Like, you're aware of it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. For anyone listening, I mean, some of the best things you can do is just what we're talking about here, which is where you're aware of it, you recognize feeling that way, and then really using self-compassion and anything that you can to regulate your nervous system and remind yourself that it's safe to receive love. I remember in the beginning stages of my relationship now, where I'm incredibly happy, but I had to really sit myself down multiple times and just remind myself it's safe to receive love. And I can experience secure attachment. I don't need to create chaos. If I want chaos, I can go watch some reality TV. If I want an adrenaline hit, I can go on a trip somewhere. Because, like, I think we're used to getting certain things from our relationships, but it's like, hey, what if you decide to associate safety, stability, emotional support, creating new things that you associate with your romantic relationship.
Yeah, and even just listening to how, you know, like, or just listening to your body and, like, how I feel with this person. Like, I feel safe. And, like, there's a couple of people I was dating that I was anxious the whole time. And I'm like, this isn't what I want, you know? I don't want this. And in the past, yeah, like I said, I would have hold on to them longer or have, you know, after the breakup, just, like, fixated on it for a long time. But that's, you know, but now I'm like, okay, that didn't work out. So, you know, it's the abundance mindset. And just doing, like, just continuing to do the work and to recognize and course adjust as, you know.
Yes.
As needed.
Yes, to do the realignment mm-hmm. into the mirror, allow yourself to receive, continuing to do identity work. That's one thing we didn't talk about. What was the morning alignment practice like for you? Like, how has that been? The identity piece.
It's definitely, it evolves, you know, like, you know, you change it as it goes, but it's a great guide to see how, you know, how far I've come, but also, you know, where are my priorities right now? And where am I seeing myself in the future? And just being able to look at that every day and say, you know, what am I doing today to get to this version of myself?
I love it. Yeah. Just kind of that constant reminder, the realignment with your highest and best self. I love hearing that. I want to ask you, because your story is really inspiring. You've obviously done a lot of work on yourself. You're continuing to do the work. You've been dating somebody for a few months and it's going well. So I know it's so inspiring to people listening who can relate to where you were at the beginning, right? Where you're putting everybody else first and not getting the results you want in your dating life. What would you say to someone who's like back where old Heather was, who's feeling really stuck? Like, what would you want them to know?
I want them to know that, like, things can change so fast. And, like, you know, I'm not where I was a year ago. And, you know, I hope that everybody is growing, you know, from where they are from a year ago. But, you know, just take the time and to do the work and to surround yourself by, like, the people who are there, who are cheering you on, because those are the people that are going to be with you through the hard times. And when you're, you know, you're feeling all of the emotions and you're just, you know, through the breakups, through the grief, and giving you the tough love, and you need tough love.
Oh, I love that you said that, because I know you talked about Kathleen giving you mm-hmm. tough love when you needed it.
And I just, you know, in dating, like, and it's just, it's like a 180, because what you said before, like, slow is fast. And, like, it took me a really long time to wrap my head around it. And now I'm like, oh, that's how it's going. So there's so much wisdom in that.
I love that. I love that so much. And I think sometimes people will hear that. They'll say, okay, I get it. I'm supposed to go slow. But then their nervous system and their attachment system doesn't allow them to go slow, like, no matter how much they logically think it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, all that is a sign that you need to do deeper work that is then going to allow you to go slow, right? Because I knew I was supposed to go slow in the past. I was like, okay, I'm supposed to take things slow, but my attachment system, the nervous system dysregulation, my repetition compulsion, all of that, it would never let me go slow.
No. Yeah. And you're just always, like, spiraling, and, you know, so the self-sabotage kicks in. And it's like, I love when you said a few episodes ago about the Tommy Boy scene, because, like, that's how I describe it to my friends. And I was like, oh, she's validating me, because that's how it is. Like, you're just holding on to something for dear life. And that's.
Yes. Squeeze the hurt. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, this has been so good. I do want to ask you, so if there's anyone who is on the fence about doing the program and this work specifically, what would you say to them?
I would say just sign up for the call with one of the coaches and, you know, ask the question you need to ask. But it's an investment in your future. It's an investment in yourself. It's just, and the community is of women inside the Facebook group. It's just incredible and life-changing. So, you know, you're worth it, and you should definitely, you know, take the next step to, you know, work on yourself more, because if you're not growing, then you're not, then what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. If you're not growing, what are you doing? Absolutely. Yeah. So good. And I think it's true. We have a call with our program advisors, and it's a great place to just get all your questions answered. And it's a really in-depth interview, isn't it? Like they want to know about where you're at, where you want to be. And we're really particular about who we actually have join the program. So, I mean, if we think that there's something that would suit you better, we always tell you on that call. So it's just a really open, honest discussion. It's vulnerable, isn't it, Heather? I'm like, I know that those calls can be a lot, but they're just so beneficial. Even just the call itself is really helpful.
Oh yeah. And you have to, and you're engaging, and we're engaging if you're ready to do the work. And I think, you know, when I first connected with you in 2020, I wasn't ready yet. But I still was like, I want to, but I wasn't ready. And then I was like, 2023, and you have that trigger and you're like, I'm ready. It's like, everybody gets to that point where you're sick of like just being in just terrible relationships, and you know, you deserve better. You know, you deserve better. You hear the voice in your head and you're like, this is something, I need something.
It's so
true. To work on myself.
So true. And I know that there's people listening to this episode today who've kind of been on the fence. And I just want to invite you that if this has resonated with you, if Heather's story has inspired you, now is the time. You can book a call with a program advisor. There's a link in the show notes. It's super easy. Heather, I know you inspired so many people today by sharing your story.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to be here for you and everybody. And yeah, I just can't speak highly enough about how much it's changed my life. I recommend your podcast to everybody.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Is there anything else that you want to share? Maybe something that you're looking forward to as you continue to grow and heal? Anything else?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing, you know, how my life progresses and you know, seeing the fruits of my labor of like, you know, doing the fitness program and like doing the work into, you know, my grief, my, you know, my little Heather, supporting her, and also like, you know, exploring the same relationship and, you know, where things are going, and just ready for summer and traveling. And I just like went to Hoh Rainforest this past weekend. So
fun.
Yeah.
So your partner likes to travel too?
Yes.
Good. I love that.
Yeah. I'm very excited. We have like a ton of things planned for now. Coming up. So yeah, just, you know, like you just have to choose yourself. Thing a lot.
I love it. I hope for you just a season of continuing to love yourself the way that you are and continuing to show up as your ideal parent for little Heather, and love on that inner child version of you, and just for you to continue to relax into receiving love and letting love and intimacy, letting that all be safe and natural, into creating a new normal for you as the securely attached Heather. Because you're so worthy of that. So worthy. Yeah.
And then I think one of the other things is that, like, I know that a lot of your clients probably have also had therapy. I had therapy too for years. But the difference with coaching and therapy is coaching is, it just goes, it just hits another level of where of talking through, you know, why is why are you doing this? And like, this is what I'm seeing, and be giving you that, like I said, the tough love you need.
The directness, the hey, you are here, you want to be here, so this is what you need to do. Like, so kind of just the clear path.
Yeah, and just saying, like, you know, this is totally, you know, at the end of my sessions with Kathleen, you know, you've come so far, and like, I didn't think I did, but you see how like you would have reacted in certain situations, and she just points out to you, you've done so much work.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And I think, you know, both of us being in the clinical field, being in mental health, can understand how awareness is such a key thing. And I love therapy for awareness. And then, yeah, just realizing how beneficial it is to have coaching, so you can get more of that direct tough love, having, you know, a structured plan for moving forward, I think is so helpful. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. And a lot of our clients, they've either done therapy for a really long time, or they're even still in therapy while they come and work with us. And it's a really great pairing to have both.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for bringing that up. I love that, especially to talk to someone else who's in mental health.
Thank you so much.
Heather, you are awesome. I just love you. I love your story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thanks for all the work you do and all the women you've helped and bringing in all these amazing coaches and like just the program's growing, just grown so much over the years. And it's, I love to see it.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. I can't believe, I mean, we're almost at over 600 clients that we've been able to help, which is, that just blows my mind. And yeah, thank you to my incredible team, because I certainly could not do it by myself. So I'm really fortunate to have an awesome team. Heather, I ask every guest this question. You might already know, if you're walking down the street, someone comes up to you, they ask you for your best life advice of the moment, what would you say?
Right now, I would say the only person you need is yourself. Like the only, you need to be there for yourself. And if anybody isn't seeing your worth, then they need to go. Because you don't need that in your life.
Oh, good. Yeah, you hear me say a lot that a relationship is simply a multiplier. It's not going to fill a void, but it will multiply the love you have for yourself. But if you don't have that foundation, then a relationship's just going to add chaos and pain. So I love that you said that. Yep. Show up for yourself first. So good.
You have to. And then love is a multiplier. And like, you don't realize that until you're in a good place. You're like yourself, yeah. And then bring somebody else in and it's just the right person. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. I'm so excited for you, Heather.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you so much for joining us. This is such a special episode. I know everyone's going to love it. If people want to connect with you, do you have a way for them to do that?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. Single Taco Heather is my handle. But yeah, if there's anybody local that wants to connect or, you know, not local, I'm happy to talk. If anybody has questions about the career, I'm happy to talk to them too.
I love that. And we'll put that in the show notes as well. I'm just so grateful for you coming on and being our guest today. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you. Thanks for everything. And just, yeah, I'm just so grateful for you and the program. And I love to follow your story still. And yeah, I wish you the best too.
Thank you. Thank you. And of course, as always, from Heather and myself, we're wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Until next time. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate each and every one of you. The best way you can thank me is by sharing this episode on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure you tag me. It would mean the world to me if you took just a moment to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is not free to produce, and the more that you help this show grow, the more people will be able to help. Until next time, I'm wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Thank you for being part of this community.